details about what goes on in Switzerland. But those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little.
And then, do it again. Do it again.
Hello.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
put a little oil in it.
Go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Just for you, DT. Just for you. Sing the song now. It's Friday.
Hang on, mistletoe. I thought we was about to start the movie next Friday.
I'm here for it, though. Good morning, Truth Nation. Happy, happy Friday. It is Friday, November the 8th. Ricky, you're hilarious.
I had to play it by you.
Hey, you know I love me some Christmas, so keep it going. It is Friday, November the 8th. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. And obviously, it's Christmas time. It's the holiday season. Let's go. Telly's face. We ain't even got to Christmas or Thanksgiving yet.
That's right.
Slice the turkey.
That's right. Like, tell the fat boy to chill out. He go get his cookies and milk. Let us get our turkey first.
No, Telly. I told you yesterday. You know, my cousin came in yesterday from Canada, and we went out, giving her a little taste of Dallas. And when we got back home, I showed her my two storage closets that have all the Christmas decor. She was loving it because we all love Christmas in my family. She was like, you have two closets. I was like, two closets. So it's about that time. But anyway, there is a lot going on in response as well as reactions to the outcome of the general election. And what's interesting is that although President Joe Biden is still the president of the United States, he is still the commander-in-chief, Joe Biden, Trump is already, he's not playing games. Nah. He's already coming in and making moves, making decisions, making announcements. He just appointed for the first time in the history of this country a female chief of staff White House.
Yeah,
he's making moves.
He's not resting on his win, his decisive victory. And shoot, when I found out what he has to do, he ain't got no time to rest. He got to fill 4,000 jobs in a whole cabinet that like he can't. Well, I won't say he can't, but you got to think he hired and fired a lot of people his first time around. So how many more people out there that, you know, he's going to entrust in these type of, you know, roles? But I'm sure he'll be fine. I mean, there's not a lack of loyalists for Trump. So
no, and he's definitely got a profile.
Yeah.
Of what a loyalist should look like.
Yeah.
So he's got a profile. Now, in the meantime, the White House had a loss as of yesterday. A federal judge has ruled against President Biden's program for immigrant spouses. And so yesterday, a federal judge basically said, hey, Joe, this immigration program that you have, which was designed to provide unauthorized immigrants who are married to American citizens with legal status and a streamlined path to U.S. citizenship. Yeah. The federal judge said, President Joe, that's now illegal. So it is now declared illegal for an unauthorized immigrant who is married to an American citizen with legal status. That has been declared illegal. Now, this judge is Judge Campbell, J. Campbell Barker, a U.S. District Court judge who was appointed by, I'll give you one guess, Telly.
I was just going to say, who was he appointed by?
Just take a guess. It's Friday.
I'm Let's feeling go. Frisky. I'm feeling frisky.
Yeah, you feeling man. Frisky today?
You know, I'm going to jump out. Denise, I'm about to jump out on the limb on this one, man. I'm going to leap out there and say Donald Trump appointed that judge.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Shocker. President,
President-elect Donald Trump appointed Judge J. Campbell Barker. And his decision pretty much aligns with Trump's deportation focus and initiatives. And so again, a federal judge has ruled against President Joe Biden's immigration program. So if you are an unauthorized immigrant, however, your spouse, you are married to an American citizen that has legal status, the pathway to you becoming a U.S. citizen, it's null and void now. It has been declared illegal. Now, you know, Telly, not today. I was like, what's the show 90 going to do? You seen that? You're
yeah.
Fiance. I remember that show. Where American citizens will, you know, go to countries abroad and find their fiance in 90 days and bring them back.
Production has been discontinued.
Production is gone.
DT, it's just amazing to me that I wonder if the same Hispanics and Latinos and immigrants that voted for Trump feel about this. And again, I think I'm going to just make a recording, and for the next 4 years, I'm just going to say the people have spoken. This is what you voted for.
I find interesting because we keep talking about the Hispanic and Latino population. And I get it because from a numerical standpoint, there are a significant number of Hispanic and Latinos that migrate to the U.S. But this isn't just about the Hispanic and Latino population. You know, my mother was an immigrant. She married my father. Well, I should say my parents met in London, England. He was in London serving this country. And so he was stationed in London. He was in the Air Force. He met my mom. They got married. She became an American citizen. I mean, of course, it wasn't that simple.
Yeah,
but that's just basically the path, the roadmap. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, there's so many other immigrants from other countries that are also being impacted by this. And, you know, when you think about Black people especially, you know, you have Black Africans, Black Cubans, Black Portuguese. Mm. You even have Black Latinos. I mean, you got Black people. We are everywhere. And so...
Isn't Melania an immigrant? I'm curious, like... Okay, I'm sorry.
And on YouTube message board, somebody asked the same question. Well, would that apply to his wife?
Yeah.
These are all great questions. Well, it's not going to apply to Melania now because she's the first lady elect. She's been the first lady. And she's white. And she's married to President Donald Trump. These are all variables that play a major role in, well, why everybody else and not her? And again, this is America. This is America. Welcome to America. This man hasn't even been inaugurated yet. Has not even been inaugurated. Is the president-elect. You have a whole, what is this? A good 50 or 60 days until the inauguration. And President Joe Biden, he still can't win. He got federal judges appointed by former President Donald Trump, President-elect Trump, that are basically vetoing what he has. And he's the president.
On his way out.
What does
that
tell you about this country?
And so he was asked again if he would pardon his son, Hunter. And he said no. I'd be like, Daddy, come on now. Like, I learned my lesson, like, for real? Yeah. So, there's some messed up stuff going on.
It is a lot. And this is the beginning. This is like the warm-up. It's not even the warm-up. Right. President Trump and his entire administration, or to-be administration, they're stretching right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're stretching. This ain't even warm-up.
It's going to be a lot of head scratching stuff. Oh, gosh. It's going to be a lot of
head scratching. Wait till the marathon starts.
Man.
A number of world leaders have already been very public with their congratulations and hopes for a cooperative relationship between their country and the United States under President-elect Donald Trump, including the ministry spokeswoman, Mao Ning, says that China is hoping for a win-win cooperation with the United States following the election. There have been a number of prime ministers, foreign ministers, world leaders that have publicly congratulated President-elect Donald Trump, and very strategic as well, because, you know, President Trump is one of those leaders where it's better to be on his side than be his enemy.
Yeah, yeah. And he has a memory.
So, according to Fortune magazine, during a press briefing yesterday, foreign ministry spokeswoman Mao Ning stated that, quote, "We will continue to approach and handle China-U.S. relations based on the principles of mutual respect, peaceful coexistence, and win-win cooperation," end of quote. Okay, let's just dissect that for a minute, Telly. Principles of mutual respect.
Huh.
Have you seen that demonstrated?
Not to my knowledge.
Peaceful coexistence and win-win cooperation. So again, this is going to be very interesting, because President-elect Donald Trump has not been inaugurated yet. The inauguration will take place, and again, I'll do the fact check. I believe it's January 19th this year. It's always around Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s holiday. So we'll see.
Yeah.
When we come back, we're going to get into more of the reactions and responses that have already taken place as part of former President Donald Trump, who is now the president-elect, becoming the 47th president of the United States. Stay locked in. Our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. This is the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, the Truth is the home of Marquette University High School Hilltoppers football. We have a huge round three playoff matchup as the Marquette Hilltoppers look to keep their playoff journey alive as they host the Bayport Pirates. Kickoff is set for 7 o'clock tonight. High school sports on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth is presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We've been still talking about the fallout slash reaction from the election, from world leaders congratulating President-elect Donald Trump to things that are happening, you know, more on the domestic scene. And let's go to our Truth Talking text line. Jules, you are on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
Good morning. My comment is, I'm calling to suggest a couple new segments for Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. One could be called, How Did We Get Here? For the first installment, I want to share reports of a nationwide string of text messages African-Americans have been receiving in recent days. Those messages are telling people they've been selected to pick cotton at the Yuma Valley Plantation. I just can't fathom what recent event might have emboldened these pranksters to engage in this sort of ugliness. Frankly, I wouldn't wish that. I wouldn't wish for anyone to be getting this kind of garbage on their phones. But if stuff like this is something we've just got to have to learn to live with over the next 4 years, then I say, why can't they go to the Trump voters and non-voters, who let them be the ones who get it? The rest of us didn't sign up for this. The other segment, we can call the I told you so or I tried to warn you segment. Just yesterday, Trump told interviewers that there's no price tag for his mass deportation plan. People thought they were upset about the amount of money immigrants were receiving in aid and services. Wait till the taxpayers get a look at the bill for the immigration crackdown. Spoiler alert, it will be exponentially higher. You can put that in the category of be careful what you ask for. And you, y'all, some people might be interested to know they coming for birthright citizenship too. The race for control of the House of Congress continues, where we're waiting to see if Republicans will control all of Congress and can enact the entire MAGA agenda, which includes, for those poor souls who weren't paying attention, cuts to programs that vulnerable people depend on. SSI, rent assistance. Some people might say, well, I don't get SSI and rent assistance. That don't affect me. Well, I don't know about y'all, but I know people I know and love, there are some who depend on those. And so, it affects me in that way. What should Democrats do? I heard y'all say, I think we should stand back, stand down, since the American people have spoken and told us they'd rather make history, not with the election of a woman for the first time, but for the first time electing a convicted felon. That cut me deeply, y'all. I'm not going to lie. Dems should take that message loud and clear, and in the spirit of respecting the will of the voters, compromise. Let Republicans have their way and turn this into the kind of country they want it to be over the next 4 years. I think after that, maybe we Democrats won't have to do so much motivating and persuading, and then people will have, like as my grandmama say, you don't believe.
Thanks so much, Jules. We appreciate it. We got to get to other callers. You were spitting a lot of stuff, but as DT says often, this is only a 2-hour show. We got to keep it moving. Al, you are on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Good morning. And we're going to address some of those things you talked about, Jules. But sorry about that, Al. Go ahead.
Thinking through the eyes of Satan, take what's used against you and use against them. Wouldn't that mean half of the government, including them, will have to be gone, considering a lot of them are a product of immigrants and migrants, which means their dead mothers, fathers, grandmothers. That means all their dead bodies and caskets should be thrown in the ocean. That means all of them who is a product of an immigrant or migrant that they are against, they should be deported as well. So it should be what's good for the goose is good for the gander, because none of them is 100% pure. So take what's used against us and use it against them, and start by digging up their parents, their grandmothers, and throwing them in the ocean. Because when you check their bloodline, they need to go as well, along with Melania, okay? Trump, Mammy, and Pappy, them too. Dig them up, throw them in the ocean. Take what's against you, use it against them. That's why I always say keep Satan on your shoulder, because when you look through his eyes, you see things in a new perspective. Have a great Friday, everybody. Bye-bye.
All right, Al, thank you so much. But going back to Jules, DT, that I did see that, and it just popped up. You know, we always have these monitors about, you know, just trying to see if there's breaking news and things of that nature. But there have been these racist text messages, and Wisconsin is one of the states. It's not across the country, but there's been at least 16 to 20 states where these racist text messages have come out saying that, hey, you get ready to pick cotton and some other stuff. And they just had it on the screen, but I couldn't read it, you know, as fast as they had it on the
screen. Wait a minute, time out. Who's sending text messages saying get ready to pick cotton?
We don't know. It's just these racist, just anonymous text messages that people are getting.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
On their phones.
And Wisconsin is one of the states that is one of them. They had it highlighted which states, you know, they've had reports from these text messages. And
like
Jules said, what makes you, you know, what do you think prompted that to happen?
Well, Ricky, give me a little OG music, if you can, in the background while I say this really quick.
Yeah, and I'm going to look it up.
I am not someone who, again, likes to speak on behalf of the entire black race. I don't like to make monolithic statements. But for those that may be listening that are generating these text messages saying things like, get ready to pick cotton again, try it.
Yeah.
Try it. Please try it. What do we say in our community? I wish you would.
Yeah.
Try it.
Or just like the Philadelphia DA said, F around and find out.
Please.
But I just looked it up, DT, and this is what one of the text messages reads. It says, greetings, Talia J. You have been selected to pick cotton at the nearest plantation starting November 7, 2024. Please be ready at 8 a.m. sharp with your belongings. Our executive slave catchers pick you up in a brown van. Be prepared to be searched once you've entered the plantation. You are in Plantation Group 7.
Again, keep playing if you want to.
Yeah.
Keep playing if you want to, because you're gonna mess around and find out.
Wow.
Anywho, before I get on a tangent, moving on. So Truth Nation, here's the deal. There have been an unprecedented number of CEOs that have been stepping down from their respective employers. Now, in 2023, last year, over 1,900 CEOs left their post. That's great, 1,900. In 2024, that number will be even higher. Just in Q1 of this year, 180 CEOs left their post, which is the highest quarterly total on record in the history of corporations, Telly. So Truth Nation, here are some speculations or some reasons. According to a coaching firm known as Challenger Gray and Christmas. So this organization has done some research on what are some of the reasons for the increase in CEO turnover. One is economic uncertainty. So that's been a historical reason in terms of why CEOs or C-suite officers step down. And the C-suite is basically CEO or chief executive officer, chief marketing officer, chief operations officer. Anything with chief is part of the C-suite. Speculations are also saying that reasons why CEOs are leaving is because of the new technologies. And these technologies like AI may be implemented better by new and younger leaders. Retirement of baby boomers. A lot of CEOs are retiring. Also, there's stockholder pressure, where stockholders are pressuring CEOs to navigate during these difficult times, you know, including inflation and supply chain disruptions. And then finally, boards are feeling more comfortable making decisions about who the leaders are going to be. But let's get to this is the truth be told show, right?
Yeah,
Telly? This is the truth
I ain't filling that list.
So let's go ahead and just address the elephant in the room. Now, as of yesterday, Kevin Lyles, who we all know, black man, one of the most prominent, powerful record label executives. He worked for Def Jam, and he had recently, I shouldn't say recently, but he had started his own record label known as 300 Entertainment as CEO. So back in September, about 2 months ago, it was announced that Kevin Lyles would be stepping down as CEO of 300 Entertainment. He was on a interview hosted by TT Torres and explained his decision to step away. Check out this audio from CEO of 300 Entertainment, hip hop music mogul, Kevin Lyles.
Point in your career did you decide to step away?
I think when you have a 10-year-old baby, but that 10-year-old is acting like a 20-year-old because the people you've helped build and raise in a company adult enough to actually foster what that vision that you had. You find a way, you nurture a way, and you know how to get out of the way. And I've always done this in my whole career. If I feel like this can be done, because I'm not done. You know, job's never done with me, because I want to make more multimillionaires. I want to build more brands. And so I think it's important that that was a moment in time. I'm very supportive. I want them to be great. I love all the artists. But God's calling me to do something bigger.
And what is that? So, are you going to do it again?
We'll talk about that. but I didn't retire.
I at this.
Okay. Telly, say what? What did he say?
Whole bunch of nothing. He went from having a 10-year-old baby to, like, he was all over the place.
Mm-hmm. I was like, say what? Ricky, just give us the first 6 seconds again. Just check this out, y'all. First, just 6 seconds, Ricky. Check this out.
Find a way, you nurture a way, and you know how to get out of the way. And I've always done this in my whole career. If I feel like this can be done, because I'm not done. Your job's never done
okay,
with me.
Okay, that's all I needed. Telly, the question was simply this. And I'm Evansville, Indiana Public School, so I know I speak. Look, why are you stepping down from 300 Entertainment?
I would just.
Well, you know, when you have a 10-year-old baby. Well, first of all, we probably shouldn't start with that. But yeah. That's neither here nor there. When you have,
because you've had 10 years to figure out you have a baby. So
that's been acting like a 20-year-old. I'm like,
why? What?
I'm telling you,
what?
I was just like, hey, yeah. If I was doing an interview, I think at the end of that answer, I would have been like, okay, so why are you stepping down again? Like
literally, like, okay, you want to do this one more time? Let's take another take. The question was Kevin Lyles, who, by the way, is a brilliant man. He is brilliant. I have heard him speak before.
He sounds brilliant. Across a variety of
Kevin Lyles.
It's about to be a Nino Brown moment. Diddy, like, if I'm going down, everybody going down with me.
And then whenever you're in an interview and you say, well, I can't talk about that. We'll have to talk about that offline. She just asks you why you're stepping down. Why are you making this a law and order? Thum, 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 thum. That's...
I can't.
Why are you making a Law and Order episode? Well, we can't talk about it. Negro, I ask you one question. Why are you stepping down? Well, you know, when you have a 10-year-old baby. Oh, we're starting off with the 10-year-old babies. Okay.
Who act like they 20. I'm like, you just opened up a whole can of, like, so why are they acting like they 20? Because you ain't around and they hanging out with your artist? Or, like,
what, all
like,
the criminal defense attorneys in the world got excited. They were like, yes, we have another one. Did you look? All the criminal defense attorneys were like, we got one. Did you hear Kim? He gonna need us right away. What you mean? Well, the interviewer said, why are you stepping down when you have a 10-year-old baby? Oh, snap.
Y'all gonna be saying crashing. That for the rest of the show, huh? 10-year-old baby.
Crashing, burning. What you say, Telly? So do you want to do another take?
Yeah, that person like, answer, no, I don't know if you know want us. We were having some lighting issues and some audio issues, because I thought I asked you something and you didn't. I did not hear the answer.
You got a whole, your homeboys are literally either in Zimbabwe hiding from the government or in jail in Manhattan, and you start off an answer with, we'll see when you have a 10-year-old baby. What? Are you trying to go to? All the defense attorneys got excited. We come back.
They sent him a text message. Hey, you know we're available. Yeah, and we'll get you a good
and the
rate.
The price just went up. We usually charge $1 million per hour as a retainer, but we gonna start with two, because your answer alone.
Because you're going to need us. You're going to need us before we need you.
Look at all these pictures with Diddy and Russell Simmons, and you start off a question answering with, well, you know, it's a 10-year-old baby. Lord have mercy. You can't make this up, y'all. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. It's not funny, but it's true. 833-212-1017. It's Friday. Let us know how you're feeling. And again, why are so many CEOs stepping down? We gave you the reasons that are politically correct, but what's the real reason? Because all I know is one thing.
The way he started off, he's trying to give you the reason.
We'll see when you have a 10-year-old baby. What? We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning, Truth Nation. Happy, happy Friday. It is Friday. I'm so excited for all of us. The weekend is finally here. And we so appreciate you joining us as we get the weekend started on the best morning show on planet Earth. Speaking of the truth, you want to tune in to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the best of diversity and excellence, powered by Erie Insurance and hosted by Dr. Ken Harris and Fred Johnson, the Vice President and Wisconsin State Manager for Erie Insurance. They will be joined by Doc Kurt, who's the auto adjuster at Erie Insurance. And we all have or know someone who has been in a car accident. So Doc is going to provide us tips on how you can maximize your payout after an accident. So again, do not miss the best of diversity and excellence powered by Erie Insurance this Saturday at 10 a.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Now, before break, there's a lot of CEOs, y'all, that have been stepping down. A whole lot of CEOs that have been stepping down. And at a very unprecedented amount. In 2023, over 1,900 CEOs left their post. And as of Q1 of 2024, 180 CEOs left. And coincidentally, when Sean Combs, a.k.a. P. Diddy, a.k.a. Love, a.k.a. Puff Daddy, was being investigated and ultimately indicted, there were a number of CEOs that around that week stepped down as well. You had Abercrombie and Finch. You had a lot of CEOs that were stepping down. Now, some of the reasons, y'all, that people, you know, different firms, Forbes magazine, they have speculated on why there's been such an increase in CEOs turnover. Economic uncertainty, new technologies, the retirement of baby boomers, stockholder pressure, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But here at The Truth, Telly and I want to bring you the truth, a different kind of truth. Kevin Lyles, who most of us that are hip hop junkies, including me, we all know Kevin Lyles from Def Jam Records. And as of recently, he started his own record label known as 300 Entertainment. Well, in September, Kevin Lyles stepped down as the CEO of 300 Entertainment and was recently on an interview. Let's take a listen to an excerpt of this interview where Kevin Lyles was attempting to respond to the simple question of, brum, 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 Mr. Lyles, why are you stepping down? Let's check this out.
I think when you have a 10-year-old baby, but that 10-year-old is acting like a 20-year-old because the people you've helped build and raise in a company are adult enough to actually foster what that vision that you had. You find a way, you nurture a way, and you know how to get out of the way. And I've always done this in my whole career. If I feel like this can be done because I'm not done. Job's never done.
Okay, we can stop right there, Ricky, because I'm about to like throw up in my mouth. Like the vomit is right there, like under my throat. Now let's hear the response. So the interviewer is TT Torres. So then she asked another question of Kevin Lyles regarding his stepping down as CEO to maybe try to help him rescue himself from the first response. Check this out.
playing golf all day.
Because,
like,
I mean, that was a tough week for you. You was trending all over social media because that was the week that Puff had gotten arrested. Mm-hmm. That was also the week that every CEO resigned in the music industry. So they kind of lumped you in. And then I saw on TikTok, it was all these conspiracy theories. And because I knew you, I kind of took it personal. And I'm like, what are y'all talking about? It was just happened to be the timing there.
Yeah.
At least she, you know, she pointed it out. Of course, she wasn't going to get a response from him because he's going to make it seem like it was a coincidence. But yeah, we know, like, when you start to give warning signs, when it's time to get up out of there. Now, that was the only thing that I took away from that answer, DT, because just like yourself, I'm sitting there like, okay, maybe I missed something the first time. And it was like, nah, I didn't miss anything. That's exactly what he said. But he did say there comes a time where you get out of the way. And I think that, you know, there's warning before destruction. And I think the warning came when Diddy got arrested. And if you know you've been on some of the same things that Diddy was on, it's like, all right, well, let me go ahead and get out of here before they force me out of here.
So here's the thing, Telly. I'm just going to give you my perspective. And I'm not a lawyer, obviously. But you can't be surprised because the interviewer, T.T. Torres, that we just heard from asking Kevin Lyles about the timing, you can't tell me that the fact that you resigned as CEO from 300 Entertainment, a company that you built around the same time of where Diddy's legal troubles began, you gonna tell me that nobody should think that that departure has nothing to do with Diddy's legal troubles? And you're one of the most powerful executives in the music industry, and you were very close with Diddy. And so, just like the interviewer, you know, a lot of us found the timing to be suspicious. So you have to think, if you are as prominent as you are and you step down at the exact moment of when all these, you know, legal troubles regarding sexual assault, sexual harassment, sex trafficking, and then you step, come on now, like, really? You're shocked that we would even, as bystanders, you would be shocked that we think, really?
Right. Yeah, come on, man. I mean, because here's the thing, DT. People work their entire professional lives to reach that top level of a CE something or the C-suite. And you mean to tell me you worked all this hard? I mean, you put all this energy and you worked really hard to get here, to only get there and say, you know what? This new technology, man, I ain't really feeling that. I don't think I'm gonna be able to learn it, or man, I don't know how the economics are right now. It's just uncertain. No, you got to make sure that your ducks are in a row. Again, if you know what you've been doing, and you know when it's time to get out of there. And again, I think that you leave before they ask you to leave. And I think that's exactly what's going on here.
Yes, because, and you know, our brother, Darius Williams, the U.S. District Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Manhattan, you know, as part of his press conference, one of the things that he said is that his entire team will be investigating not just Diddy, but as part of those freak-offs. These were his words, not mine. Any and everyone who knows something about the freak-offs will be a part of this investigation. And Diddy and Kevin Lyles were extremely close. I mean, you can Google image Kevin Lyles and Diddy, and you will see a number of pictures. And I mean, I know this is 2024. You know, pictures can be Photoshopped. But even if, like, if somebody said, do you remember when Kevin Lyles and Diddy were friends? Yeah. They all hung out together. Russell Simmons, P. Diddy, Kevin Lyles.
Mm-hmm.
they were the music moguls of hip hop during, you know, the early 90s through the late 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
And you step down right when that investigation is being formalized. And then when someone asks you why you step down, and you start off with, well, see, when you have a 10-year-old baby. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
On our YouTube message board, I think it's Cross Collin, or, yeah, Cross says, the interviewer should have asked, where did you get the 10-year-old baby from?
Man. I'm telling you, every defense attorney, criminal defense attorney was like, oh, man, we got one. We could charge him all. He needs us more now than ever before based on that response.
And if I'm on Kevin Lyle's team, I'm be like, you know what, brother, we ain't gonna have you do no more podcasts. We gonna have you lay low for a while.
Please have a seat. Sit this one out, brother. Sit this one out. When we come back, our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. We got a question for y'all, Truth Nation. We gonna keep it fun. Speaking of social media and interviews and conversations, a lot of us that are in relationships, we've established some boundaries in terms of how we're going to manage our relationship on social media. How do you feel about your significant other, your spouse, posting y'all's relationship on social media? Is that a no-no, or is there anything wrong with that? What are your boundaries? 833-212-1017. We come back, we're going to hear from some relation experts on their boundaries and why social media should not be a major part of the romantic monogamous relationship. Stay locked in, y'all. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, it's College Month on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, and we want to help your young scholar get those free scholarship dollars. All month long, we will be highlighting local universities who offer full tuition scholarships and local organizations who help students find thousands of dollars in scholarships each year. So be sure to tune into The Truth all month long so you do not miss this important information on how your student can go to college and be debt-free. College Scholarship Month on The Truth is sponsored by Concordia University, Wisconsin, Live Uncommon, and Educators Credit Union, achieving more together.
And Truth Nation, you already know what time it is. We come back at our second hour because it is Friday and because we love you and you deserve the best. You better know it. We come back at the second hour. It is Black Business Friday. Shout out, powered by We Energies, energy you can depend on. Again, at the top of the hour, you want to call in at 8 o'clock, 833-212-1017, and shout out your favorite Black-owned business, or even your own Black-owned business. Y'all, this is free 99 marketing, and this show's listenership and viewership continues to grow daily. So you definitely want to take advantage of free 99 marketing, Black Business Friday. Shout out your Black-owned business. It's coming up at the top of the hour. Our Truth Talking text line again is 833-212-1017. And when we come back, in addition to shouting out these incredible Black-owned businesses here in Milwaukee, we're going to get into this conversation of, would you forgive a partner after they exposed y'all's relationship on social media? Mm-hmm. What are the boundaries? Is it, hey, don't be putting our business, don't even post us sitting by a tree having a picnic on social media. But if you're okay with that and they ultimately, your partner exposed your relationship, where do you draw the line? We're going to talk about that when we come back in the second hour. And you also know we have, yep, truth-telling hits on the best morning show in the world on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We will be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.